This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update from Monday, 17th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Israel, it's a warm and sunny day across major cities. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, perfect for outdoor activities. Jerusalem is slightly cooler, but still pleasant. A warm night is expected. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the 60-day period set in the Memorandum of Understanding between the U.S. and Iran has ended without an agreement, according to Mariv. Also earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reports that about 30 storks were electrocuted to death in the Jordan Valley. The Society for the Protection of Nature highlights this as a long-standing issue. Also this hour, Netanyahu's demand to limit strikes is driven by the Trump administration's push for diplomacy, says the Jerusalem Post. Separately, the Times of Israel reports that Iran has used the 60-day window to prepare for a potential wider conflict by increasing missile production and sending advisors to regional proxies. And finally, from Ynet, Iran is reportedly preparing for expanded warfare as Mojtaba Khamenei hardens strategy during U.S. negotiations. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 reported earlier today that Iran's parliament has approved a bill criminalizing interviews with U.S. or Israeli media, with penalties of 6 months to 2 years imprisonment. Vered Gutman, a chef and food writer, criticized New York Magazine in a Times of Israel post earlier today. She noted the magazine's oversight in their story about Middle Eastern dining, particularly regarding Israel. I-24 News English highlighted a statement from Lakal Maurice Hirsch earlier today. He emphasized the IDF's responsibility to address violent elements in the West Bank. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran memorandum, Mariv reports the 60-day window for negotiations has closed without an agreement. Tehran dismisses any notion of an ultimatum from Washington. This situation heightens tensions in the region, with possible implications on international diplomacy. Turning to the tragic incident in the Jordan Valley, Israel Hayom says dozens of storks were electrocuted near a waste site. The Society for the Protection of Nature calls it a persistent problem, urging action to prevent further wildlife casualties. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Netanyahu's demand for limited strikes aligns with the Trump administration's diplomatic goals. The U.S. seeks calm in Gaza and Lebanon, influencing Israel's military decisions. This could affect regional stability in the coming months. In a related development, the Times of Israel covers Iran's military preparations. Tehran reportedly increased missile production and dispatched advisors to proxies in Yemen, Iraq, and Lebanon. This move suggests Iran's readiness for broader conflict, impacting security dynamics in the Middle East. Finally, Ynet reports on Mojtaba Khamenei's hardened strategy. During talks with the U.S., Iran fortified its missile forces and empowered the IRGC. This escalation could strain diplomatic efforts and heighten regional tensions. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports on a new Knesset report highlighting a dramatic drop in the number of Israelis returning from abroad. The report suggests the state is losing its battle for quality manpower. Separately, Mariv Business notes the Ministry of Transportation's refund campaign. Passengers with a monthly pass or student subscription during the Roaring Lion War may be eligible for refunds. And finally, from Globes, Mizrahi Tefahot Bank posted flat profits in the second quarter. Despite this, the bank declared an $714 million dividend, maintaining steady financial performance. Healing. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.